All right, good morning, Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. As you go out and you look at the world, you say, we're messed up, we have no idea how to change it. And the problem is that people are trying to change it within the parameters and rules that have been handed down to us by our masters. You can call them you can call it the WEF, you can call it the globalists, you can call it the Democrats or the Republicans or the elite or the doesn't matter, Illuminati, doesn't matter. We're playing the game on their rules. We're playing the game on their terms. They say you can vote for whoever you want to vote, as long as it's a D or an R in the United States. And before anybody even gets nominated or gets past all the hoops, the system has gatekeepers that prevent people from rising to the top. Go out there and try to run for office, and if you're not sufficiently to the political left, they will destroy you and your reputation before you even get started. And if you're on the left and they don't like you, they'll find a way to destroy you along the way so that their chosen one can get into power. Look what they're doing to Donald Trump today. Guy's not a particularly a right-wing guy. He's not a particularly right. You think he's a, no, he's not a particularly right-wing guy. He was voted Democrat for a long time in New York. Supported abortion, supports the gays, loves the gays. Loves the trannies, apparently. He's not too vociferous about that. Loves the Jews and Israel. I mean, what makes this guy a right-wing nut? That he wants to protect our borders? So we're trying to play a game with the rules they've given to us, our democracy, supposedly, when we don't have a choice. You vote who you want to vote for, and then they get some court to say, oh, yeah, no, never mind. We know you never voted for homosexual marriage. We're going to make it the law of the land through a judge. We know Americans find homosexuality repulsive, but we're going to, in our universities, we're going to mandate the acceptance of homosexuality, a positive mandate for homosexuality in the universities. And for 4 years, you're brainwashed, and you come out loving the homos. Or the trannies, or the illegals. Nobody has a vote. These university institutions out there exist to brainwash people. It's not to enlighten people anymore, it's to brainwash people. Nobody gets a vote on whether or not we fund these universities. It's just a given. And so we're trying to play within the rules that they have given us in order to change a system that they utterly control. And then when somebody comes out and notices that, such as what I'm saying, or notices who the major players are, which I do, or talks about things that are forbidden by whoever runs this thing, we could argue about who runs this thing later, but clearly it's not we the people. It's not we the people. And they say, well, you can't say this. You can't say that. You can't talk about this. You can't talk about that. It's an utter totalitarian system that we live in. You've got the United Nations. You've got people in the United States government doing everything they can to stop misinformation, to stop hate speech. What is the hate speech and misinformation? It's anything they disagree with. That's all it is. Hate speech and misinformation is anything they disagree with. It's a totalitarian system. They've already abandoned the Constitution of the United States. They fight against the First Amendment. They fight against the Second Amendment, let alone all the other amendments. We live in a totalitarian system. We're trying to play by the rules that they set. And the rules are you do what you're told, and you shut up, and you sit down. You can vote for a D or an R. We control who they are. And if we don't like what they do, we'll get a judge to overturn it. We live in a totalitarian system. And, oh, by the way, you can't say this and you can't say that. And, hey, there's an emergency, so we're going to suspend the Constitution. We're going to suspend the right of freedom of assembly so that you can't go to church on Sundays. We're going to suspend the Second Amendment because I've declared a health emergency because somebody got shot. We're going to suspend your right to freedom of speech because it's misinformation and hate speech. We live in a totalitarian system. with the illusion of choice. There's the illusion of choice. Oh, but you can vote D, you can vote R. You can have, we have elections every 2 years. We live in a free country. No, you don't. You don't live in a free country. Money systems controlled by private banks. They can inflate us into poverty as they choose, which they're doing. Nobody voted for sending hundreds of billions of dollars to the Ukrainians, to that damned leader they got over there named Zelensky, and you know his identity. He was put in power by one of his tribal members. Oh, you can't say that. You can't say that. That's anti-Semitic. We play by their rules, and we wonder why we lose. And you know who my favorite target is? It is the pulpit, because we are the only power out there that can make a difference. If we believe that we are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, we better talk about these things. Before you get all on your high horse about mixing religion with politics, religion and politics, there is no difference. We live in a cult, man. We live in a cult, a religious cult, where you can't be racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, or anti-Semitic. You can't. Otherwise, you're gonna get a naughty note. You're immoral. You're evil. You're an evil, immoral, racist, anti-Semite. You're evil. But go ahead and go to your homosexual orgies. Butcher kids and cut off body parts and inject them with substances and call them something else. We live in a sick, evil, cultic dictatorship, tyranny. It's sick, it's evil. Why should it be preserved? Oh, you can't say that. That's hate speech. You're homophobic, Fritz. You're homophobic. And we play along with this. Pastors are terrified of being called racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, advice, friend. Terrified. We play by the rules that they gave us. We live in a totalitarian system now. The people in control of it, I've talked about many times, but nobody cares. You don't care because you don't want to be anti-whatever. No, I can't do that. Yeah, you play by the rules and you wonder why you don't win. Our country's literally going to hell. We got no borders. And the government of the United States and its various fingers and entities is doing everything they can. They push every non-European, non-Christian into this country to destroy the nature and substance of the United States of America. But you can't say that. You won't say that because somebody might call you a racist or a xenophobe. The pulpits, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. But the pulpits need courage. The pulpits need courage. And yeah, that might mean burning your house down around you. I get it. Gideon had to go through that. He woke up one day and he says, you know what? We're in a bad situation. There ain't nobody doing anything about it. He said, God, when are you going to help us? God said, okay, dude. Are you serious? You're going to start in your own house, and you're going to go down there, and you're going to burn down those idols that y'all worship. Oh, yeah, I know you worship me. I know you got a little something out there for me. You got Baal. You got Ashtoreth. You know, yeah, you believe in Jesus, but you don't want to be anti-Semitic. Oh, no, God, no. Even though we've covered at great length what Jesus Christ said about Jews and about false Jews. At great length, over 80 times in the book of Matthew, it mentions Jew. But, oh, you're better. This is where I start weeping and crying. We're better than Jesus Christ. We're better than the Word of God. Because the Word of God is racist and it's anti-Semitic. And I weep for us. Literally ashamed of the words of Jesus Christ. Literally not willing to be called Beelzebul like Jesus Christ was. Oh, we don't want that. No, we don't want that. Because we're good little Christians, and the world loves us, and we want to be loved by the world, and we want to love the world. You don't even hear what you're saying. You love the world. Oh, but we need to show them God's love. No, you love the world. You want to be friends with the world or make yourself at enmity with God. This is gone. The church is gone in the church. It's not there. I don't have any hope that it's going to return. A little depressing today, I guess. So save your own soul, preacher. Save your own soul. Go back and reread the Gospels and say, you know, look what Jesus Christ said. Listen, man, if you're ashamed of me and my words, it ain't good. And if they're not calling you Beelzebul, you need to ask yourself why. And if you won't say the unpopular things that Jesus Christ said, you're part of the problem, you're not part of the solution. We play by the rules of the synagogue of Satan. We play by the rules of the devil's children. We play by the rules of the beast and the Antichrist. We submit to and obey the beast and the Antichrist that's here now in this world today. Because we want to be good little Christianettes, good little Judeo-Christians. We don't want to be racist or sexist or homophobic or transphobic or intolerant or divisive or anti-Semitic. And the devil loves it. Satan loves that. He gives us our little golf clap, gives us a couple bucks and say, you go do your thing. You keep doing your thing and deceiving the world and deceiving the Christians and deceiving the people, thinking that it's okay to shut up and sit down and color and obey my rules and obey my laws and obey my moralities and do what I tell you to do and not say the things I forbid you. You tell them that that's okay. You're good little Christianettes, good little Judea, good little traitors to Jesus Christ. Because we don't want to be called Beelzebul. We don't want to be called those dirty names. And we're happy to play within the rules that the beast and the Antichrist and the whore have set up. Because we're afraid. And that is where we are. That is where we are as the United States of America. Why should God save this country? I can't come up with a reason. Why should God not utterly wipe this country off the face of the earth? I can't come up with a reason. The pulpits are empty. The pulpits don't say anything of substance. 15 ways to quit smoking cigarettes. 5 different tips on a better prayer life. 8-week seminar on evangelism and the book of Revelation. And the country goes to hell every single day, and the devil laughs at the church because the church is the part of the problem. The church justifies the regime that rules over this country by its inaction and lack of opposition. It justifies the evil people that run this show. I don't have any hope. I don't have any more hope. There's a lot of power in the pulpit, but it's not being used. There's a lot of power in a pulpit, but men are afraid, and they've converted to a different religion, the religion of Judeo-Christianity, where they've overridden what Jesus Christ said with these man-made traditions. Well, you can't be anti-Semitic, and you can't be racist, and you can't be homo, and you can't be divided, and all this stuff. Oh, you can't be racist. So Jesus Christ chose a race, chose a man and a woman. He says, you're going to be my race. Started with Adam. And he said, nope. Then we go to Noah. He says, nope. Then we're going to go to Abraham. And we're going to narrow it down to Isaac. Then to Jacob. He said, Jacob, I'm going to rename you Israel, and you're going to produce a race, a biological race of men that are going to serve me. Oh, but you don't want to be racist. And God narrows down. He says, this is my race. This is the race I'm going to have. It's the sons of Israel. This will be my race. But you don't want to be racist. And you don't want to be exclusive. Then when the Redeemer comes, he says, the only people who are going to be saved are those in my blood. But you don't want to be racist, do you? And I weep and I weep and I weep and I weep for my church. You've created a religion that demonizes Jesus Christ. What do you think these words are meant to do? They're not to make the world a better place. It's to demonize the Word of God and Jesus Christ. Racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, and anti-Semitic, especially that. to demonize Jesus Christ and to wipe out the use of what Jesus Christ says in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, and all the way on and through the Revelation, Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9. We play by the devil's rules and the devil wins. If you're going to not play by the devil's rules, you better do what Peter did and John did and Jesus Christ did and Jeremiah did. Say the things that offend them. Say the things that make them lose their mind. And if they're not calling you Beelzebul, you're on the wrong side. You're on the wrong side. I weep for my race, the white race. I weep for the church, for my church. I won't even get into the Europeans today, but they're special. There's a reason Jesus Christ stopped speaking Aramaic and Hebrew after he rose from the dead and started speaking Greek, a European tongue. The reason he sent Paul to the Europeans. There's a reason he says in Matthew 20, he says, I'm going to strip the care of the vineyard away from you people. I'm going to give it to a different ethnos. There's a reason all the Holy Scriptures written since the resurrection have been written in a European language. Europe converted to Jesus Christ, unlike any other race on the planet. As a race, as a civilization, we converted to Jesus Christ. Why do you think Satan hates the white race? Why do you think there's an ongoing genocide against the white race that you won't talk about? Because you don't want to be called a white supremacist. You don't want to be called a white supremacist because that's the rules the devil gave to you. The pulpit's empty. Pulpit's empty. It's empty. You talk about quitting cigarettes and how to stop sinning and the rapture that's coming and how to love your, how to have better, how to have God meet your needs. You stay within the sandbox that they've given you to play in. It was the European race that brought the gospel of Jesus Christ to the rest of the world. That's why Satan has spewed out the vomit and sent rivers of water after those that converted to Christianity to wipe them off the face of the earth. Done it for 2,000 years. African invasions of the Muslims, Mongolian invasions, Ottoman invasions, all over. Now it's doing it again. We're losing because we're afraid to speak outside of what they've given us permission to speak about. If you don't disagree with me, that's fine. That's fine. Come up with a better solution. But I'm telling you, there's a reason we're losing. We play in their sandbox. We play by their rules. Fritz Berger and bloodandfaith.com.